Blog Talk Radio.
Eva.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercover. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I ruled the world,
still living for today in these last days of time. The way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange, the range, cast. Lord, tribes are bad, free at last. Brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, down sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living, type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn tripe life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Imagine that. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
if you could be mine, we both shine.
What's up, family, and welcome back to E-Buzz on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. My co-host, Diva Key, was holding the show down with me tonight, and as most of you already know, we are always super excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always, forever, and a day striving to encourage, empower, and take over the world. I'm just kidding. Enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, you will always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com, and you can also stream live to all of our shows when you visit www.eotmradio.com. And for the entrepreneur in you, guess what? Yes, we got a very special place for you as well. You can always visit www.eotmspace.com. Spread the word and create your space. We are all about increasing your network because we understand that it increases your net worth, and that's that very important bottom line that we're always screaming about here at EOTM. And we got Diva Q in the house with me. I know you can appreciate, Diva Q, I know you can appreciate me caring about your bottom line, right?
I know that's right.
Okay, girl, and I'm just so geeked up.
Right.
But you tell me first off, how are you doing?
Oh, Carla B., oh, my goodness. I'm just real chill right now. You know, I'm doing my best trying to stay cool out of the heat, you know, out of this fun California sunshine. You know how hot it gets out here. But I'm just really happy right now and super excited. So, hey, I'm doing okay.
And I just got to let the people know that I'm streaming live from, we are in Rancho Cucamonga at the Starbucks off of Haven and Foothills. So if you want to come out and chill with the West Coast EOTM crew, come on out. We are here streaming live, and, you know, it's a little bit lonely. So, you know, come on over here and help this girl out for show.
Right.
But we also got Queen G, she's calling in also. Say hello.
Hey, y'all. Out there in Rancho Cucamonga.
That's what's up. And you say that so well, too.
That's right.
That's what's
hey,
up,
Queen
girl.
G.
We are just, yeah. What's good, Queen G?
Oh, man. I just stepped away from Michael Jackson Live to get on with the EOTM team.
That's what's
wow,
up.
That's
what's
right.
up.
Just understand that you guys are very important because that concert was real good just now.
Okay.
And I was feeling like I'm taking over the world. I almost messed up my opening and stuff because I'm still geeked up off. I love Tanaj. We had a tribute to his butt a couple of weeks ago, but definitely loving it. But we are definitely going to, we got started a little bit late, but we are here. And, of course, we're going to get the E-Buzz Entertainment Show started. Of course, Carla B is here, me. We got Diva Q, and we got our special co-host in the house, Queen G. We got her for a minute. But I definitely want to say that we are delighted to have first time on EOTM Radio. And that's actually, he's also one of the newest clients under the EOTM public relations arm. This young man, his name is Lil Zane, and this guy is so extraordinary, I'm telling y'all. And I don't take that word lightly, extraordinary. I really don't. We have watched his transformation from being a teen star to a respected adult performer, which is a feat in its own right, you know. But Zane has made this appear so seamless with hit singles such as Anywhere with 112, Money Stretch, Calling Me, Hardball with Lil Wayne and Sammy and Bow Wow, all that stuff. And he's also appeared on the big screen with Sean Connery, Fina Forster with Eddie Murphy, as well as Dr. Doolittle 2. He's appeared with Cuba Gooding Jr. as well as Beyonce Knowles in the Fight 'em Temptations and so many other things, y'all, and all while being constantly involved in TV also, TV shows such as CSI and The Parkers with Monique. This guy has made it clear that he's natural. He's a natural performer, y'all, and he's going from music to TV to the big screen, music to TV to the big screen, music to TV to the big screen, now EOTM. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I want to definitely, yeah, welcome to EOTM Radio, Lil Zane. What's good? What's good, Lil Zane?
What's up? Thank y'all for having me. How y'all doing, man?
Man, just groovy and stuff. I'm feeling like I'm 26 again.
That's right.
That's what's up,
That's
man.
What's
Thank
up.
Y'all for having me once again, man. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you guys, man. I was really excited about this interview. I couldn't wait to talk to you guys.
Okay, that's what's up, and we couldn't wait either. And we're going to definitely, you know, get right into a couple questions, and we're going to feature some of your hot music that is out now, and that we're going to leak in some stuff right here on EOTM Radio. But before we do that, I know I touched on quite a bit of your history, Lil Zane, but go ahead and tell our listeners, first off, how you found yourself in this rap game.
Say it again.
I know I touched a little bit on your background, on the history of you, but I want you to tell our listeners how you found yourself in the rap game.
How I found myself in the rap game?
Yes, sir.
I found myself in the rap game by, you know, I was discovered by a dude by the name of Kevin Wells. And, you know, I've been doing music for so long. I don't know if you guys remember the group Crisscross and ABC. ABC? Well, Another Bad Creation was actually, I was a prodigy of Another Bad Creation. Kevin Wells was managing Another Bad Creation. And my dream as a kid, like around when I was living in Atlanta, when I had just moved to Atlanta, TLC, ABC, and Crisscross were like, and BBD were like the popping groups in Atlanta. Bell Biv DeVoe and, you know, Boyz II Men and all them guys, Monica, they were like really popping in Atlanta. And I saw Crisscross and ABC, and I said, you know what, I'm going to be like them people one day. And I went and bought the ABC album, and I was like 11 years old, and I went and bought
wow.
the ABC album. And I read the credits, and inside the credits, I kept seeing this dude by the name of Kevin Wells, his name. And I was like, you know what? I want to meet this dude right here. I'm like 11. I'm thinking like this already. So I formed a group together with my cousin and my brother called Chronic, K-R-O-N-I-C, Kids Rapping on New Ideas and Concepts. And it was around the same time that Dr. Dre dropped the Chronic, the first album. But we wanted, you know, we loved the Dr. Dre album, but we knew people... We thought it'd just be crazy if we called ourselves Chronic, you know what I'm saying, but gave it a new
right.
meaning. So we called ourselves Chronic. We were like 9, 10, 11 years old. I was the oldest. We were having a talent show in Atlanta on the radio, and I ended up hearing Kevin Wells was going to be there. So I talked my mom into entering us in the talent show, and we end up winning it. Well, we end up being the last two along with Usher. So with my group,
wow.
Chronic and Usher, we ended up being the last two contestants, and whoever won the talent show was going to sign to LaFace Records. Usher ended up beating us in the talent show, and he got the deal with LaFace Records, but I ended up getting a deal with RCA Records. So,
wow.
I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, but the main person that can vouch to everything I'm saying is Usher himself, because Usher... It was out of my group, Chronic, and Usher, and Usher ended up getting the deal with LaFace. But I ran into Kevin Wells at that talent show, and that's just how crazy is that. I grew up listening to ABC. I was like, this
right.
is the group I want to be like, and I ended up meeting their manager less than 6 months after that, and he ended up managing us, and I was actually featured on ABC's second album. But it never, you know, their second album was called It Ain't What You Wear, It's How You Play It. It was like out in like 93, 94. It was like a real old record. But just giving you an example of how long I've been doing this and,
right.
you know, letting the kids out there know dreams come true at the same time. But, yeah, that's how I got my start, man. Kevin Wells managed me. We had a little difficulties at the label even back then, so the group ended up kind of going their separate ways, but I stayed at it. And at that time, Kevin Wells was managing the group 112 at that time. This is like
right.
6-7 years later. So this was in 93 when we first met him. And so, boom, 98 comes up. I run into Kevin Wells again. He's working on 112's second album. I have matured. I'm like 17, 18 by this time. And the next thing you know, I asked Kevin Wells to check out some of my music again. This time I'm solo. I have no group. He listened to the music. He fell in love with it. He was like, you know what? I'm working with 112. Let's bring you over here and meet them and see how they vibe with you. The first day I met 112, we ended up doing the record Anywhere. And after that, it was history. So just letting people know, like, dreams do happen. If you stick with people around you, then, you know, the people that believe in you think anything is possible. Because everything was like, I swear to God to you, everything was like a dream, man. It was like, to be where I'm at right now, it was all, like, I never once doubted myself. I knew what I wanted to do at a young age, and I jumped out there and I started doing it. And I'm just, like, amazed how everything has come. You know what I'm saying? How the whole world, not the whole world, because I still got places I haven't touched, but a lot of people support my music and stuff. And I just started out as just, you know, a kid from the hood with nothing, man.
That's right.
Right, right. And that was going to go into my next question, which was, have you always wanted to be in music? And but you've actually kind of answered that a little bit when you shared as far as when you were like 11 or 12.
Man,
this
is amazing because a lot of people that can vouch for what I'm saying. It's just like my whole thing to sum it up is just to say, like, that's how I got my start, man. At a young age, I believed in myself, and I never stopped believing, and things just happened for me with the grace of God and the help of God. Things just happened for me a little faster than it would for the average person. But I was really determined, like I am now. I'm even more determined now. I was really determined at a young age to just be something, man, and be somebody and to be a part of something that was big.
And that's what's up, and you're definitely doing that. With that, I want to really quick take a quick music break. And I want to let our listeners hear a little bit of some of your new stuff. This hot track right here, it is titled Drippin' Wet. It is so hot. The first time I heard it was today. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and we're going to be right back with Lil Zane. Hold tight, y'all.
From the bed to the table, I'm like you. So we going from the bedroom to the flow. Give you everything you want, girl, even more. You can even imagine what I have to show. I can take it to wherever it is you wanna go. We can do it real fast or we can do it slow. I can even bring the draw if you like to blow. And I already know you run freaky on the low. You ain't gotta be shy, baby, let it go. Try to bring your body here, let me whisper in your ear. Pick up everything you want, wanna see your body bare. Hit it from the back while I'm pulling on your hair. We can do it anywhere, girl, I really don't care. You so sexy, I want that back. And if you let me, you won't regret me. When she call me or when she text me, she tell me that she wanna sex me. She's so desperate, that means she desperate. Cause I got the best shit, it's too much invested to let you mess with. I would get my check, chick, so I sex it. Get dressed and jet quick, I gotta catch this jet quick. Then I'm on to the next chick, I'll see you on my next trip. Cause you got that wet trip.
I am not.
Oh, that was hot. That track was definitely hot. Welcome back, everybody, to the E-Buzz Entertainment Show. This is your girl, Carla B. Riding tight with my co-host, Steve Aq, as well as Queen G.
Right.
Yes, yes. I want to ask Lil Zane. Oh, my God, that was so hot. So tell us about that track right there.
Man, thank you so much for playing that, man. That's my first time really hearing it on the radio. You know, because we've been on the streets a lot, but thank you for playing it. And I'm Driven Wet is featuring my boy E-Class Fresh, that's his name. E-Class Fresh and my boy Tipsy, man. And, you know, that's a beat that I had, you know, just rolling through SoundClick, man. I ended up finding that beat. And, you know, I flipped it into something that I felt was right for me, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up
right.
Like, I love that song. That's one of my favorites out of the joints that I, did so far, because I got about 1,000 songs like to release.
Wow.
So, like,
that's
one of my favorite ones. I got more to come, but that's one of my favorite ones for right now.
It was definitely my favorite. It really was. And I'm going to turn it over to Diva Q so you can ask you some questions. But, yeah, that is definitely, in my opinion, that's going to be a funky, you know, club joint, because I could see myself, you know, in the club just, you know,
that's
jamming.
Right.
I was in the car. I was like, what? You know, and I downloaded it to my iPod, so I'm like, oh, my God, that was hot. But Diva Q, go ahead, girlfriend.
Hey, Zane, how you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
I'm good. I'm great. Well, you know what? Our listeners are dying to know, what have you been up to since your break from the industry?
I've been making hot music, man. I had to get some things right on the business end of it. And I came into the game at a young age, so I really had a lot of managers, and, you know, I really never had to really learn the business myself until, like, I turned, like, 21, 22, you know what I mean? I started having to learn the business. I just had to get my business in order, man. I got new management, whole new. I set up my own label. I'm working with, you know, an artist by the name of GR Boys and also an artist by the name of Sterling that I got coming out. So I just in the trenches working, guys. You know, staying busy.
Okay.
Just because I haven't put out any music doesn't mean I wasn't doing music. I was definitely doing music every day.
Okay. That's right. That's cool. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I know we've all had heroes or someone or something that has inspired us when we were growing up. Can you tell us who's your hero or who or what inspired you in growing up?
Man, inspired me growing. The people that inspired me to do what I do is like people like Will Smith, people like, you know, Tupac, you know, people like Dr. Dre, you know, Snoop Dogg. I came up listening to Snoop and Dre enough, and you know,
okay.
Just people like that inspired me to rap, and people like ABC, Criss Cross, like from back in the day, like you know, TLC, Bell Biv DeVoe. Like I grew up in that era, like. You know, the Escape and the, you know, people like that, man, the Monicas, like people like that that I grew up. Because I'm from Atlanta, so I grew up in, like, the hip-hop mecca right now. Atlanta's everything right now, and I was right there when it started. And I just, you know, I've been a fan, and I've been watching everybody in Atlanta do their thing for a while, so that's what influenced me.
Okay, all right. You know, and everyone that you actually name were hot because I grew up in that era as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like, you remember, like, people like, you know, BBD, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was adult music. I've been hearing Poison on the radio now, like, BBD, like,
you, taking me
you know,
back.
Real, like I'm, that's, and that's the farthest I go back, you know what I'm saying? That's far, and I,
wow.
But the first song I ever learned was Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go. That was the first song I ever learned, you know what I'm saying? So, I always had that kind of, like, jazz, hip-hop, soul influence, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't make me play that.
Okay, Zane, if there were, saying, if there were any, like, three artists in the industry right now that you would like to work with, who would you like to work with and why?
Man, I would want to work with Drake for one reason because,
oh, yes.
You know, I love what he's
hot.
Doing. And
hot,
I,
hot.
I really feel like me and Drake, you know, I mean, we kind of have a lot of similarities, man. Like, we came in the same way. Like, he came in from hustling in the streets and was noticed by Lil Wayne, and I was hustling my records in the streets and noticed by 112. So, like, you know, we came up kind of like the same way, have like the same R&B, hip-hop feel. So I think we'll make a dope record together. I also would like to work with Lil' Kim, you know what I mean, because Lil' Kim, Lil' Zane, I think that'd just be dope, you know what I mean?
yeah.
The third person I would want to work with, they're not here right now. I would love to work with Pop. You know what I'm saying? If Pop goes alive, I would love to do something with Pop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, 50, I mean, I want to work with 50 Cent. Anybody that's hot out there, that I'll do music with anybody, long as the concept is right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like really hot. I mean, Tupac is a straight legend, you know. I mean, anyone know him coming up in the game. It's like, wow, you know, a lot of people would love to work with him.
You know, that's really, I would love to work with Biggie and Pop, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I was just saying that as a joke. But, yeah, but just as far as living artists, definitely Drake, Lil' Kim, 50 Cent. You know, I would love to work with Outkast. I love Outkast.
Any of the ones that you actually mentioned, have you had the pleasure of meeting any of them?
Me and Big Boy just saw each other at the BET Awards, and
okay.
You know, me and 50 are both cancers. I know a lot about them, but I never actually met 50 right so far. But you know, just Lil' Kim, you know, I've seen her out a couple of times, and you know, I'm part of it. I came from that little Bad Boy camp, so it's like. You know, I ran into a couple of times. Just never really got a chance to do a record or sit down and talk about it. But I'm ready now, though. I got some hits. I'm ready to throw on something or get on something to her or something.
That's hot.
That boy Trey Songz is hot, too, though. I need a song with Trey Songz, man. That's right now. That's where it's at right now. Trey Songz and Lil Zane. That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for the women right there. That's just like. I don't know if the women can handle that. The viewers, the listeners out there, I don't know if their ears can take all that sexual affection that will be on the record.
He's serenading in here.
Right. That is what's up. But I know we got Queen G on also, that she is just giving us a little bit of her time just to be able to come on and just to give some love, so love to our boy Lil Zane. Queen G.
What's up, Lil Zane?
What's up?
I'm going to say this to the listeners real quick. I was your 1 o'clock.
That's what's up.
Wow.
For those that are listening, no, it wasn't nothing else, y'all. I got the pleasure and honor of interviewing Lil Zane at about 1 o'clock today. He blessed me with a little information, and man, you are just the greatest person ever. Like, I just wanted to stop in and say hello. I stepped away from Michael Jackson Live to get in on the air and say hi to you again. And,
wow.
Man, you're just a great person, man, for the world and the listeners. I know he's a rap artist. He's an MC. He's a, you know, all these other things. But I'm just going to say and put it out there that you are also an awesome person. And it is so great to have come in contact with you and to know you now. So although my name is Queen G on the air, just remember I was your 1 o'clock. So
what's up?
Hey, I appreciate it. And thank you for giving me the chance to, like, you know, share my views and, you know, share my thoughts with the world. I appreciate it a lot.
For sure. You guys have a good rest of the show. And to my queens, I honor you and I just say hello.
What's up? That's what's up, girl. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
Love
okay.
you, girl.
All right.
Thank you.
That's
right.
What's up.
Okay, well,
yeah,
you're listening to
ESPN
Radio with Diva Q and Carla B talking to Lil Zane. We're going to take a little quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
That's what's up. Both of y'all.
Diva. Carla B. Hollywood bound.
good time. Club Revolution, 1327 West Colton Avenue, Redlands, California, 92374. Live music. Cover charge is $10. VIP, $25. 21 and over. Dress code, dress to impress. No tennis shoes, no baseball cap, no tees. For the grown and sexy. Come on, California. Location. Club Revolution. July 28th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come on, y'all. Let's get in the game. Hit us up. Getinthegame.webs.com. All right? This has been brought to you by EOTM Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is your girl, Carla D. We got Diva Q holding the show down. That's what's up. We got Lil Zane in the house, and it is, once again, definitely an honor and a pleasure having him on. We also have his manager on as well, Moses Hill. We're definitely going to talk to him in a little bit, but I want to pose a question to Lil Zane. And just so you know, Lil Zane, on these interviews, we have a lot of fun. You know, it's laid back, it's chill. You know, we just so super cool. I'm really cool. My kids always tell me that. You can't tell me nothing. I'm cool. I'm just kidding. But definitely, I'm just having a lot of fun. It's such a beautiful day today, and so many blessings that is you know, is happening to you. And I believe that is definitely well deserved. We had the opportunity to join Lil Zane and his manager over at the second annual Rise and Star Music Awards just recently here in the L.A. area, and they honored him with the Lifetime Achievement Award, and this guy was just so, I mean, he's just so polished from head to toe, I'm telling you, and you don't see that a lot in the industry. You know, we get these big stars, and who've had all this success, and they don't, you know, even know how to talk, and that's definitely not Lil Zane, and that's one thing I really, you know, have respect for, because with me, what's very important is the artist and the artist development and what you're putting out there, you know what I'm saying, to your fans. So I just want to say congratulations on that Lifetime Achievement Award. And I want to know from you right now, tell us, how did that come about, and what were your thoughts when they posed it to you? You know, how did you feel?
You know, we actually met at the Polo Lounge. You know what I mean? Just like, basically, first of all, when they said something about an achievement award or appreciation, I was like, who, me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not expecting anything like that. I really was glad to be there. And it came about because, you know, working at the Polo, I was at the Polo Lounge, and I met with, you know, a group of people that, you know, kind of just put everything together for me. And I think they go by the name Real Vision Entertainment. You know what I mean? They put everything together for me. And I was just happy to be a part of it, man. I don't know why they decided to pick me, but I definitely appreciate it, and I'm going to keep working hard.
And that's what's up. And it was a beautiful thing. And we all know why. You know, we all know why you were chosen for that, because you're a great guy all the way around. And you're not just an artist. You're a human being. You wasn't
very
just,
well,
you know, like this. Beam me up, Scotty, you know, type, but you're definitely, you know, you're down to earth and well-rounded, and you do a lot within the community, and your resume speaks for itself, so you definitely have, you know, achievement, and then as far as what you give back to the younger generation, to the newbies out there, is a beautiful thing. And speaking of newbies, I want to know, because, you know, I got hit up on Facebook, and we get hit up all the time from these individuals that are looking to break into the game. So one thing I definitely want to ask you is, what kind of advice, Lil Zane, would you be willing to lend to those individuals that are looking to break into this crazy game, so to speak, and they just, you know, don't really know which way to go, so to speak? What kind of information would you be willing to share with them?
You know what, just be ready for a roller coaster ride. Never stop believing in yourself. You know what I mean? And definitely keep some people around you that believe in you and that are in your best interest. And, you know, stay with the music, man. Keep putting out music. Keep putting out music, because that's what I'm doing now. Like, I just noticed that as many songs as I wrote, if they're not coming out and I'm not putting them out, then people really don't know what's up with you. So, you know, just keep putting out the music, man. This new internet wave, it has it to where you don't have to wait for record labels no more. You don't have to wait for DJs. You don't have to wait for promoters. Nothing. You just keep putting out the music and promote yourself. you're your biggest fan, right. Your biggest promoter. You got to be your biggest promoter and your biggest fan at all times. And just put your music out, man. Put it out there any way you can and take advantage of every opportunity because you never know when it's going to be your last.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
definitely
I mean?
Well said.
Everybody don't get blessed with two or three chances to really do it. Like, I've been blessed. Like I said, I had a record deal in 1993. When I was 11 years old, 12 years old, something like that with RCA. I had a record deal when I was 18 with Party Records. I had a record deal when I was 21 with Capitol Records. You know what I mean? So, like, this is not the first deal I had. But like I said, I was just blessed. Like, I know it doesn't happen like that for everybody. So what I mean is just seize every opportunity is, you know, you got to take advantage of everything because you never know when it's going to be your last. Like, everybody's not always blessed like that. But this is
right.
That's right.
I started
that's
my
right.
own label now because I just got tired of, like, you know, just waiting on record labels. And my advice to artists is don't wait on the record label. Like, start your own label, be an entrepreneur, be independent, and just go get your distribution deal or something like that. Go, you know, go get you a joint venture. But always try to own your music and always try to keep all the creativity, the creative control that you can, you know what I mean? Because that's what counts at the end. Whoever owns the masters and whoever has the creative control, you know what I mean?
Right. Hey, that's what's up. And what I wanna do right now, I wanna go ahead and feature a track that you did with Tipsy, which is called "Put It in My Lap." I think that's one of your featured tracks. Correct?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This one of my you know club joints that's on the mixtape. Coming out real soon, the Missing Link. It's featuring Tipsy. It's called "Put It in My Lap." You know, just some stripples out there. Them stripples out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. We gotta have some for them.
You, baby.
That's what's up. We're gonna listen to this song.
Not a stripper. If you're not a stripper, this is for the girls with the fat badoonkadoonk that just need to put it in my lap. You heard me?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's check this joint out. We gonna come right back. Diva, he was gonna take the mic and get with it. Hold tight. Check this out, y'all.
From a five-star chick.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. That was Lil Zane and Tipsy Put It In My Lap. And,
hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
That is
back. Like that joint right there.
That's hot.
Y'all like that?
Go ahead, Diva Q.
That's hot. I like it. I love it. That's hot. Yeah. That's a club banger.
I mean, I'm trying to hit the clubs with this right here, ladies, man. So I need, you know, I appreciate y'all's support. And I definitely need that support to get this record out there all over the internet and all over the radio. You know, it's like, you know, y'all got the clean version, too. How y'all get the clean version before I get the clean version?
We working on for you, boo. Don't even trip. So.
Y'all got connect. I don't even have a clean version.
Wow.
That's just an example of how fast we moving. Like, once I do a song.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Zane, quick question for you. Can you kind of share with the listeners, can you think back on any highlights or any key points in your career that gives you great memories?
You know, I had the pleasure to meet Biggie and Pop. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure to meet Jam Master Jay. You know what I mean? I had the pleasure to meet, you know, just a lot of things like that. I had the pleasure to go, you know, go all over the world. Like, but one of the highlights I can remember is just me and Pac and Biggie and Jam Master Jay. Left Eye, Lisa Lopez, we used to kick it at her house. Like, you know, like people like that. So, you know, those are my memories right there. Like, that's the highlights, kicking it with those people. Meeting Aaliyah, I met Aaliyah in the club. She just looked like a star. Like, I remember seeing Aaliyah in the club a little bit before she passed away. And she looked like she just had a glow around her, like an angel, like in the middle of the dance floor. And I think her and Usher ended up dancing together that night. He took my dance. I was trying to get my little dance in, but he stepped in. Beat me to the punchline. But definitely, man, those are the highlights, man. A lot of people can't say that. And opening up for Whitney Houston, you know what I mean? I performed in front of 18,000 people a night for like 40 cities opening for Whitney Houston, the only rapper on the tour. That was like a big highlight for me.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. That's hot. I know your fans are waiting. So what's the name of your CD and when do you expect it to drop?
Well, the name of my mixtape is called The Missing Link, and that's what the focus is right now. The Missing Link will be out at the end of August, you know, middle of August, sometime like that. I'm leaking singles right now and leaking records on the internet. You can catch me on youtube.com/LilZanesWorld. I'm on Twitter right now at LilZanesWorld. You know, I haven't got verified yet, so y'all got to wait. You know, it takes some time for that. But it's definitely me at LilZanesWorld. Everything is at LilZanesWorld. Facebook, you know, anything. MySpace, Black Planet, anything you can name is at LilZanesWorld. You know, that's what I'm focused on right now.
That's right.
And I got a single. The singles, I put it on my lap. Put it in my lap. The singles, Dripping Wet. I thank y'all for playing that once again. I'm also working on my foundation right now. I got a lot of stuff going. My brother had lost his kidneys he had kidney failure about 4 or 5 years ago. Recently, my mom just gave him a kidney. The kidney transplant was, the kidney surgery was definitely a success. And what we're doing right now is we started a foundation for other people that have kidney failure. So it's called the Help Mike Get a Kidney Foundation. And, you know, we're definitely reaching back and giving back to the community. And so, you know, y'all be hearing about that a lot soon, too.
Okay.
That is what's up.
Cool.
We still got you on, Keith.
I'm here.
Okay. It's a little bit of crazy technical difficulties over here, but definitely, Lil Zane, you're doing a wealth of great things. I'm sorry, DQ, I'm just taking the mic from you and stuff. I'm just on a roll over here. Go ahead, Stacey.
No,
yeah,
it's okay.
Man,
you know what I think? That's wonderful. That's wonderful what your mom is doing. You know, more people, I mean, just to give, you know, and to help out, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And I thank you for sharing that. You know, a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah.
For real, man. But just that's just a little bit of what I'm working on. Just I want to give people the whole, you know, roundabout picture of what I'm doing. So I'm in the studio doing the mixtape. I'm dealing with that. I'm also, but everything is in the positive. You know, I got a couple films that are out right now. If y'all get a chance to, go to Netflix.com. I got a movie I'm starring in called After Autumn with me and Sunday Carter. So you can pick that up right now. It's available for purchase on Netflix.com. So I'm out promoting that. And what else I'm doing? I got a TV show in the works right now. It's called King of Campus. We should know by September if I'll be picked up by one of these TV networks. And we already shot the pilot, so it's being shopped around right now. What else, man? Just doing a lot of cool stuff, man. But y'all can follow me at LilZanesWorld.com and definitely keep up with what I'm doing, man. I'm working with Tipsy Baby, you know what I mean? I'm working with E Fresh, getting their stuff together. GR Boys, what up? I know y'all listening to this, man. And, you know, GR Boys Sterling, I got a lot of groups and a lot of other music besides myself coming out. So I'm just staying real busy, y'all. Staying real busy. Movies, TV, music.
Ah.
And you've launched your Follow Me tour, so everyone follow him.
Yes, Follow Me, man. Twitter and all my Follow Me tour, man. Lil Zane's World, the Lil Zane's World Follow Me tour. And, you know, we doing different club nights right now. Coming up this Friday, if you in L.A., y'all stop over at Club Hot, 665 Robertson, West Hollywood, man. You know, we're going to do it with the stars. I got Benny Boone's birthday bash. That's what we celebrate. And I just had a birthday, too, so we kind of putting it together. I think Omarion's supposed to be performing. I'm performing. So if you guys, if the viewers out here listening and y'all in L.A., man, make sure you stop by Club Hot. Mess with your boy, Lil Zane, man.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Thanks for that. EOTM is definitely going to try to make it to be able to support you for that. And, y'all, that's Club Hot. This Friday night, make sure you're in the house hanging tight with Lil Zane and his whole crew. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a good night. Y'all come out, man. We popping bottles. We got a VIP table, man, a couple VIP sections. It's going to be a great performance, man. I'm doing, you know, some of the new stuff that Dripping Wet you just did to put in my lap. And I'm taking them back. I'll be killing with the anywhere, the calling me. Just like, we're going to have a good time, man. Y'all come out and enjoy yourself, man. And, you know, definitely go to my website, man, LilZanesWorld.com. I appreciate everybody for tuning in and for you guys for you know, giving me the opportunity to come through, too. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. I definitely want to let the listeners know also, on July 28th, Lil Zane will be performing at the EOTM's Get in the Game event. So that is going to be in Redlands, California. So make sure you guys come out for that. And our time is almost up, but I definitely want to have a little bit of fun, a little bit more fun. We've been having fun, but more fun with Zane. And I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but, you know, it's what we do here. You know, before we even do that, let's say hello to Moses Hill. I know we got him on the phone as well. Moses, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, my God, we are just super great.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Super great.
Fantastic.
Yes. Cannot forget about you because you're the man that's making some major things happen. So I got a couple minutes to get you to go ahead and share with the listeners, you know, some more key details as far as what you guys are doing with Lil Zane right now, his foundation, his Follow Me tour, and all that good stuff.
I'm sorry. My phone is breaking up. What did you say?
No, definitely wanted to be able to give you a little bit of time so you can share a little bit more as far as, you know, what you're doing to help facilitate this crazy movement with Lil Zane and Lil Zane's World right now.
Well, I'm just praying a whole lot.
That's what's up.
I heard that much.
No, we've got a whole lot going on right now. You know, there's different focus points when you're bringing an artist back to a platform as big as Lil Zane's platform. So we're really focusing on branding him in a local marketplace. We're stimulating the fans out of LA and in the Hollywood area. We're showing some love on the outskirts. Like, you know, we're going to be with you guys over at Revolution on the 28th of this month. So, you know, we're doing events like that. We're giving back to the community. You know, we helped support the Rising Star Awards, you know, last weekend. And in that, we're giving back in a sense that a lot of the artists that were there, the ones that we felt were spectacular, we're kind of donating our time and working on tracks with them so that they can have a little bit of an edge on the marketplace, because they really were some talented kids there. And, you know, we were just really excited about that movement, you know what I mean? So we're giving back, we're staying in the space, and we're just staying focused and positive, creating some really good music, working with a lot of the hot DJs in L.A., and we're spreading the word. So, and you guys have definitely been a major factor with it, you know, coming on to the EOTM team. And, you know, it's just a blessing from God what's happening right now. And we're just really blessed and we're really honored to be in his presence and just getting back in the national platform to give back to the fans that miss the man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, definitely thank you, Moses, for coming on with Lil Zane. I want to get to him really quick because we want to have a little bit of fun with our hot seat. We have this thing, it's a hot seat that we just definitely like to put it to people like Zane because he's so quick with it. So basically, Zane, the way it works is I say one word and you say the first thing that comes to mind. Simple as that, and it goes fast. It's a couple questions. So I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, alrighty, and you are now officially in the hot seat. Childhood.
Crazy.
Rap.
Insane.
Moses Hill.
Good dude.
Follow Me Tour.
Biggest thing moving.
Family.
Very important.
Akon.
My man.
Lil Wayne.
My man.
War.
Love.
Barack Obama.
That nigga.
BET.
Great to all artists and fans. Great for TV.
EOTM.
Group of hard workers that are really dope and really beautiful.
That's what's up. You are officially off the hot seat, Lil Wayne. I mean, I'm calling you Lil Wayne.
You're in the hot seat now.
You silly, but you are such a great sport. Oh, my God. 60 minutes has flew by. It has definitely been an honor and a pleasure, Lil Zane. You are a sweetheart, and I look forward to seeing you, maximized 5 million times over, and you're a good dude, so it is definitely going to happen. So good luck to you. I want, before we go ahead and share with our listeners your Twitter, your Facebook, and all that good stuff again.
Yeah, my Twitter is Lil Zane's World. My Facebook, everything's Lil Zane's World. Everything /Lil Zane's World. No apostrophe, just LilZaneSWorld.
That is
Facebook,
what
Twitter, MySpace, everything.
Yeah.
Black Planet, all of that. I'm on everything. Just hit me up. I might not have 1 million views on everything because I don't focus on everything, but I'm definitely on everything and I'm everywhere. So follow me, man. Follow me to it, y'all.
That's what's up. And hey, you talk about branding. This guy, he doesn't. You know, I mean, he understands. You understand what it means to, you know what I'm saying, brand yourself, and you're definitely doing that in a very great way, and a lot of guys could definitely look at you and learn a lot, so hopefully they do. Follow Lil Zane, Lil Zane's World, y'all. He's everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, Reverberation, all that good stuff. Check him out. Yeah, YouTube, Lil Zane's World, and make sure y'all in the house on Friday night, Club Hot, and that's our time, y'all. It went way too fast. Lil Zane, we love you. Moses Hill, of course, Diva Q. Queen Z, thanks for stopping in. We're going to, this our show. That's our time. Peace and blessings. We're going to end it with a quote that is very fitting for everything. Where there is no vision, our people perish. Y'all marinate on that. We'll check us tomorrow night right here at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with the Don EOTM Adam Show. Peace and blessings, y'all. Good night.